Hello, hello, hello. Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to bring this show to you each and every Sunday from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you're on the West Coast, then it may be a little earlier. If it's on the East Coast, we may be a little later. But no matter where you are in the world, we are so pleased to have you join us. This week, we have a fabulous guest. She has been on our show in the past. We're so pleased to welcome her back. But before we get into the interview, I do want to send a heartfelt welcome to all the individuals who are joining us for the very first time. So if this is your first time joining Boots on the Ground, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so pleased to always have new listeners. We hope that we will say something that will inspire you to not only join us again on next week, but to invite others to do the same. On this show, we really pride ourselves on bringing you news, information, resources, and not just stories, but stories that have solutions. And so with Boots on the Ground, we started this about a year and a half ago, and it is an extension of Walking Into a New Life, which is our nonprofit. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to provide tangible resources for individuals who have been affected by domestic violence. We also provide community engagement activities. We do things such as Pampering Support Day. We honor our men in the community that are working in this field as well. We have a lip sync mixer coming up next weekend and a bunch of other great things, which we will talk about as the show comes to a close. But for now, what I'd like to do is present to you all our guest for this week. Again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, she is no stranger to Boots on the Ground. We had her on the show last year, and she was a phenomenal guest. I've had a few people to ask me about her specifically and when I would bring her back. She has graciously agreed to come back to the show again for us this time. And as you all know, April is recognized as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It's also recognized as Child Molestation Awareness Month. And it's also Autism Awareness. So a lot of worthy causes that are taking place this month. We ask that you do become familiar with how to know the signs, where to get help, where to get the resources, and we have such a woman online with us today. And so we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to address some of the wonderful things that she is doing in her community. And I'm just going to throw it out there right now. She has books that are being published and just a lot of wonderful things. So just sit back in your seats, prepare for the next hour to hear an array of different things that are going on with this young lady who is one of the most phenomenal women I have had the opportunity to get to know. So we've never actually physically met. We met online, but I feel that our spirits are kindred, that we share the same passion, the same purpose, and I truly believe that when that happens, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you physically touch that person. We have connected on so many other levels. So without further ado, I would like to present to some and introduce to others none other than my friend, my sister, Mashandi Wright Brown. Mashandi, welcome to the show.
Oh, that was such an amazing welcome. How do I live up to that? Thank you so much to my friend. Thank you for having me on your show. And, of course, I always say this, thank you for just leading the charge against domestic violence and doing something that is not as pretty, as fun as other things you could have chosen, but so very worthy. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And yeah, you know, I get asked often, you know, why discuss that? Why talk about that? And so my response is, why not? Because it's
exactly.
Definitely the, you know, the elephant in the room. and it's happening far more often than we would like to acknowledge, accept, and in some cases even want to deal with, which actually leads me into you and what you do and your experiences. So, Mashonda, if you would, for those who are not familiar with who you are and what you do, I'd like for you to just take this time now and feel free to speak as long as you desire to. Tell our listening audience who you are and what it is that you do.
Okay, absolutely. I am Mashonda Wright Brown. I'm the founder and CEO of Don't Touch Me. Don't Touch Me is an emerging 501c3 organization with a mission to eradicate molestation through awareness, education, and empowerment. And under the umbrella, we are celebrating our fifth year, bringing awareness to our community. And under the umbrella of Don't Touch Me, I have published a book, No More Secrets, How to Discuss Molestation with Your Children, as a guide, as a resource to assist people with having this difficult conversation that, again, is very, very necessary about molestation. During that journey of being the founder and organizer of Don't Touch Me, I started a 5K to raise awareness of molestation that's held every September, and this is we're having our fourth annual 5K this year. While I listened, she's my baby, and while I listened to stories of women who were molested and had other types of sexual assaults, I found that after we identified, hey, I was molested, or hey, I was raped, and we talked it out and we felt like we were healed, we were in a now what state. So we were like, now what do we do? Now that I know, now what do we do? As I began to heal in myself with the help of God, but to heal myself, I found that there are more women who are like me. We looked really good on the outside. We were able to attain that six-figure income, finding a man with no problem. We looked real put together on the outside, but the inside was hurting because we didn't know how to recover from what had happened to us, what had been done to us. And I began to, as passionate as I was about preventing molestation, I became equally as passionate about helping others, particularly the most underserved group of people in the world, and that is the Black woman. I decided to help her heal. And I believed that while I helped her heal and find balance, that in turn I would be healing myself over and over and over again. I would find peace and I would become whole. So at that juncture, I started Mashonda Wright Wellness. I started focusing on helping women become completely well and balanced through physical, mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual balance. So I started to focus on each of those areas, but the first area that emerged and I seem to really, really enjoy is the health portion. I think my nursing background helped me to jump right into health and making sure that I helped us try to reverse some of the habits that we form through because of what happened to us or what we learned in our communities or in our homes, those habits that lead to chronic illnesses, which I believe wholeheartedly are preventable. So I went into my second major project, and that is the book that will be released this month, The Black Girl's Guide to Wellness, 21 Days to a Healthier, Happier You. And in that book, I decided that I would attack the thing that is leading us to not be present for our families, for our men, and our jobs, and that is our mind. And so the Black Girl's Guide to Wellness is a beginner's guide to shifting your mindset about you, how you feel about you, what you eat, what you think, what you believe, how you feel about the foods you consume, and helping us to really do some inflection and really start to take a look at who we are and discover habits to help us be who it is that God determined for us to be. And in that process, I decided that I would share a little bit of my story to show how I got to this point. And then I wrote another. I participated in an anthology where I shared just a little bit of my story. And that's coming out this month as well, and that is The Brilliant Awakening. And I'll share a little bit of my sexual assault story. So that is who I am.
As I told you all when this show started, this woman is phenomenal. She is multifaceted, multi-talented. I am so, so proud of you and all of the things that you continue to do. You don't just talk the talk. You are truly walking the walk. I mean, literally and figuratively with this race, ma'am.
Thank you. That's so sweet. That makes me warm and fuzzy inside. Oh, it's not it's something that comes naturally. I can't even help it. Some days, I can't even help it. Just the way that I've been very fortunate, I believe, to experience a very deep, close relationship with God, and I love His people. And so I love children, and I love women, and so it's second nature for me to serve those two demographics. Very, very easy. So I'm excited.
Well, we are excited for you, with you, about you. We thank you for the work that you do. And now tell our listening audience what part of the country you're in.
I am on the East Coast. I am in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia metropolitan area. I reside in Bowie, Maryland. So it's about 14 miles east or west of Washington. I'm sorry, west of Washington.
Okay, so I wanted you to share that because I know our show is headquartered and Walking Into a New Life is headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee. So we are in the southern region, but I wanted people to know and understand that, you know, we try to reach out to individuals in all parts of our U.S. and abroad because these are the types of issues that are going on globally. So it doesn't matter if you're Midwest, North, South, Southeast, Southwest, you're in Virgin Islands, or if you're in Antarctica. You know, it goes on everywhere. And she has such a positive outlook on using her experiences and the lessons learned in those experiences to create platforms that are helping men and women around the country, children around the country. And so, again, it's to be commended, and the fact that you have been doing this race, I did not realize that your race is now in its fourth year. So I want fourth year for the race and then 5 years for Don't Touch Me. So that is a phenomenal thing in itself, that you did not get discouraged or waver away from it, because I know firsthand that this is a daunting thing to do, and you're healing and you're going through your own processes with things while you are also helping other people. And so sometimes, you know, you can hear a story or see a situation and experience something that kind of takes you off your feet. And as a matter of fact, this afternoon, right before I got ready to start the show, I was listening to a story, and it was just so heartbreaking. And it was a situation where you wish that you could do more, but you've done all that you can. And this woman in particular had done all the right things and had made all the right steps, and yet was still gunned down and murdered. And it was a domestic dispute. And, you know, it's just so heartbreaking, because you want to do and give, and you want people to be helped and be saved. But one thing I want to make sure that people understand is that even when you're doing the right things and you're getting the right information, you still have to be mindful that your abuser, your attacker, your perpetrator, whatever you choose to call him, still has that same mindset. So even though you're getting the help that you need, it doesn't necessarily mean that that perpetrator is. And so you have to make sure that you are staying in constant communication with people and letting them know what's going on, what doesn't feel right. Trust your gut, trust your instinct. And that kind of leads me into talking to you about your book and the fact that it does serve as a resource for individuals to help them talk about child molestation and things to look for. So if you would, without telling too much about the book, can you just give our listening audience just a little snippet of what they can expect to get from the book?
Absolutely. So the reason why I wrote the book is because I would go and I would speak, I would tell my story, and it was unfortunately the story of many of the attendees everywhere I spoke, and people would always ask me, well, we should be talking about this, but how? How can I talk to my child about this? How would you talk to a 5-year-old? Or how would you talk to a 7-year-old? And then after a while, after I gave the advice, people said, why don't you write it in a book? And I thought, you know, okay, but all you have to do is do this. And after some coercion, I decided that I would write it in a book. And what I did, without giving too much away, I started the conversation or gave pointers on how to start the conversation with scenarios. So I catered to people who may believe, oh, not in my house, that's impossible, not in my family. I gave them very clear stories from different socioeconomic classes, different suburbia to the hood to Pennsylvania Avenue to wherever. I gave different scenarios so that people could first realize it can happen to me and it can happen in my family and it can happen in my neighborhood. And then, how do I prevent it? And then being open-minded to the suggestions to begin conversations. So it's really, it is a guide, not very long read, not a very difficult read at all, actually, but it's something that gets the conversation started. It's something to let you know that you're not alone and kind of helps you along the way. You know, it gives you scenarios whereby you can be sitting at the kitchen table with even your 5-year-old and how to have this conversation without being sexually overt. You're right. There's a way to find out anything you want to know. It's just the way that you say it. So I give some pointers on how to say things to get your child to feel comfortable with you, so that if something like that were to happen, they'd be open. So that's what the book is about.
And now, Mashandi, how can people connect with you to purchase the book?
Okay. The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. If you just Google, just put in No More Secrets, that book is available on Amazon.
And so for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life and show host for Boots on the Ground. We want to thank you for tuning in and joining us. And if you're just coming on late, I'm going to ask you, as I do each and every week, for those who tune in late, please make sure that you go back and listen to the replay. There is so much great information that has been given so far, and I know that we will continue to provide that as the rest of the show goes on, but I want to make sure that you go back and listen to the replay because she has given us so much great information. Mashandi Wright Brown is just, as I said at the top of the show, multifaceted, multi-talented. She's just a phenomenal person, just holistically so. So I'm so glad that she had the time to actually sit down and talk with us today and share her insights, share about all the wonderful things that she's doing. And that's why I said you've got to go back and listen to the replay because she's doing a lot. She has done a lot. And it sounds like she has even more things coming down the pipe. So I'm excited for her. I'm excited for her journey, for the things that she's doing in the community. And so I want to switch gears just a little bit. Now, we talked about the sexual assault piece and child molestation because, as we acknowledged, April is recognizing both of those issues for this month, as well as autism. But I want to switch gears just a bit to talk about what you shared with Mashandi Wright, Wellness and the Health piece, and this amazing book that you are about to publish. So tell us a little bit about the inspiration. You kind of touched on that in the beginning, but just the process, was it a long process? Was it pretty simple? And then most of all, how do we pre-order this book?
Awesome. So if you hear me smiling, it's because I didn't think I could love anything like I love Don't Touch Me, but boy, I love this too. This was just completely orchestrated. I had no idea I would be in this lane. I had no idea. I was, like I said before, earlier, I was just happy with my deliverance. I was just happy with my healing, with being able to be a vessel to help other people heal. I was just thankful that I'm able to identify when someone needs help, and I'm able to offer support and provide resources for people who had been victims of any type of sexual assault or molestation. So I was happy in that space. But while I was in that space, I had this moment. And I didn't know I needed something until I got it, until I actually received it. One day, I was brushing my teeth, and I was looking into the mirror, as we do, you know, and instead
right.
of what we normally do, where we say, girl, you need to get your hair done, or is that a new gray hair, or I have another mole, none of that happened, right? None of that happened. I said, I love you. I'm so proud of you. You have written that book. You've raised three amazing children. You have two kids in college. You are amazing. I am so proud of you. You are beautiful. You are smart. And as I said those things to myself, it was as though I were watching something happen that was absolutely amazing. I watched the little girl in me get exactly what she needed. I had become the woman that I needed. And I spoke to me, and I grew up. At that moment, I received permission from the woman I'd become to be well. And after that experience, I wept. I didn't understand what was happening. I wept. I sat on my
wow.
bed, and I said these words, woman, heal thyself. And I was healed. I was at a different place. It was something that I can't even explain in words, but it was so good. You know, like when you want to share, sometimes you get this good, you have a good Sunday, and you want to tell everybody about Jesus because it was so amazing.
Right.
It was like that. I wanted to tell the world about this experience, and I wanted everybody to hear about my experience. But shortly after that, I wanted everyone who looked like me to have the same experience, right? I wanted everyone to be okay, not just okay, but more than okay, proud of the woman she looked at in the mirror. And so at that moment, I did a teleconference. It was called Table for One. And what I did was I focused around Valentine's Day. I focused around self-love, whether you have a man or not, whether you're married or not. Come on, let's talk about how to love on ourselves, because I believe that if we love ourselves, we can change the world. And so I did that, and I got great response. And then I would just go through Facebook. And there are some people that, you know, Facebook famous, like, oh, I wish I could meet her. She's doing great, and you're proud
uh-huh.
of people through Facebook, you know. And then I started to see something, you know, old folks would say discernment, you know. I don't know what it was, but I saw pain. No matter how successful the woman was, I saw pain. I saw obesity. I saw diabetes. I saw hypertension. I saw kidney disease, I saw dialysis, I saw broken marriages, I saw broken homes, I saw broken communities. So I was aching for them. I began to hurt, and I began to say, what can we do to heal our community? What can I do for Black women? Because although wellness is something that everyone can benefit from, Black women are so underserved. They are expected to be superwomen with no support. They are expected to raise strong Black men who don't go to jail, strong Black women who can take care of themselves or be a good wife. They're expected to be great in corporate America. They're expected to start businesses and not ever be upset. They're expected to be perfect and never be upset. And so I decided that it would be to our benefit for me to stand up as a Black woman who doesn't have it all together, who's still trying to figure it out, who's not the perfect figure, or isn't the perfect model of beauty, or doesn't have the most perfect kids, or doesn't have the most perfect home, but I'm fine. Like, not just fine, but balanced. I love my space. I love my time. I love my children. I love my man. I love my God. I love myself. And I wanted to share
all
that
right.
with other people. I just wanted to share that, and I wanted women to be able to, you know, I thought it would be very sad to watch people get to a point where they met their financial goal and couldn't enjoy it because they lost their mind, or they developed some chronic illness, or their children were wayward children, or their husband couldn't deal with her trying to climb the corporate ladder and he left. You know, I wanted to be able to help women achieve, have it all, truly have it all, to be fine mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. And so Mishandu Wright Wellness was born. I took what I know as a registered nurse and disease prevention and what I know about nutrition, and I combined it with my love and fascination for learning new things and love for people and making them better, and I started this. I just started cooking healthier, showing people how to make healthy meals on a budget. I became an almost all the ambassador. I'm waiting for them to call me back. I qualified to be their ambassador because I plug them so much. You know, just trying to show women, particularly melanated women, that you can be well. You can balance your finances. You can go see a counselor if you feel a little bit off and mentally you don't feel quite there. It is okay to go to a gym. You don't have to be a yogi. You don't have to be a vegan. You don't have to go to any extreme to be well, that you can have balance. And, woman, you can heal yourself. And so that's where we are. That's the space, the other space that I operate in.
Wow, just awesome. You know, I'm sitting here listening. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be giving this interview. Yeah, you know, we can have that type of conversation. I can say that because we've actually had a discussion, yes. Offline.
Yes.
And so I'm just reflecting on all that you just shared, and I was thinking about the conversations we've had prior, and I thought, oh, I'm going to lose my place. I've got to keep praying to go. So I'm going to table my offline questions for offline and keep going forward with this interview. So let me ask you, how can people purchase the book?
Okay, so The Black Girl's Guide to Wellness will be available. Our goal date is April 20th. I have a speaking engagement on the 20th, and I want that to be the launch date. So once it is available on April 20th, this is what the goal. It will be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes as well. You can also, the website designer is working. We're redoing the website. You'll be able to find it at www.mishandiwright.com, and you'll be able to purchase all of my books, find out any events that I'm doing. If you want to work with me, I'll have occasionally I'll post recipes. My blog will show up there. Everything will show up there. Or if you go to www.theblackgirlsguidetowellness.com, it'll send you there as well. So you'll be able to purchase the book April 20th. That is the goal. I'm so super excited. It is in pre-sales now, so if you are interested, just reach out to me, and I will be more than happy to sign and send one of the first copies as soon as they arrive.
Okay, sounds good. So now the pre-order, so we can go ahead and go forward with the pre-orders, and now we would go to the Mishandi Wright website, or would we go to the Black Girls, which one would we go to for the pre-orders?
Great question. You can actually go to both. The web designer is linking the Black Girl's Guide to Wellness. They're both going to be, it'll go to both, it'll direct you to Mishandi Wright Wellness straight to that page. So if you go to the Black Girl's Guide to Wellness.com. You'll be able to purchase it there. Or if you forget the name of the book and you remember my name, if you go to MishandiWright.com, you'll be able to purchase it there as well. If you have any difficulty, because it may, she is working on it right now, you can feel free to inbox me, and I will get you the information. And I'm on Facebook, my name, Mishandi Wright Brown, my personal page, and Mishandi Wright, RN Wellness Coach, for my business page.
And listening audience, as you all know, we do share the information on our site as well as our fan page, and we send it out through, you know, social media as well. So if you happen to miss any portion of this or you don't get a chance to go back right away and listen to the replay, just know that the information is going to be out there. And Mishandi's first name is spelled M like Mary, I, S like Sam, H, O, N like Nancy, D, Y. So I want to make sure everyone is aware that is Mishandi Wright Brown. And like she said, you can find her on social media platforms. So it's not hard to find her. She is everywhere. Go to one of those sites. Go ahead and get those pre-orders in. And let's support this beautifully spirited woman and all that she's doing in order to bring holistic wellness, health, and healing. You know, that's a really big thing for me. And I love the fact that you talked about, you know, the now what piece, because that actually has become a signature topic for me. Mm-hmm. And specifically with what I do when talking about personal and professional development, but really on the personal side of it. And mm-hmm. we would always talk about how, you know, women need to leave these abusive relationships, or they need to leave that job. You know, you need to leave that city. And whatever the case is, we always encourage people to leave. But then what do you do when you're gone? Okay, I did the first part. And we just kind of leave you by the wayside. It's like, you know, so, and then we wonder why it is that people go back into these toxic relationships, these toxic jobs, why they give up on themselves, why they commit suicide, why they overeat, you know, overindulge in whatever. Yes. Because we have always said you've got to look a certain way, you got to be a certain way, you have to have a particular job, a particular man, a particular house. And if you've not done that, then you are less than.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to leave it, we don't give any instruction on what to do once you have. So
right.
It's always been a very big thing for me to not just tell a person to leave whatever, but mm-hmm. also to give you the tools to understand how to do it and do it safely, do it in a way that is holistic. And when I say holistic, I don't necessarily mean, you know, just like what you said about, you know, vegan, vegetarian, that type of thing. I'm meaning that whole person. My book is called Restoring the Whole in My Soul, and I was very mm-hmm. specific about spelling whole, W-H-O-L-E, because
yes.
I really wanted people to understand this is about a whole person. And
yes.
while a snippet of the book, there are, you know, places in the book that do reference my experiences as a survivor of domestic violence and sexual assault myself, but
mm-hmm.
that while that's part of the foundation, it is about a wholeness and a wellness, no matter what your adversity may have been or what
mm-hmm.
it may be at this time. So I love the fact that in all that you do, Mishandi, you don't just say, here it is. You and I know this because you and I have talked about this, and I followed you for a long time now. You actually do give examples. You actually give practical application. You actually, the food that you talk about and share, you actually prepare it, and
mm-hmm.
you let us see it. You know, so it's not, you all get really, really hone in on it. These are not stock photos.
Right.
This
oh,
is
no.
not something, you know, this is her actual finished product. These are real ingredients. This is real love. This is real care that goes into this, and I think that it's important for people to understand that this is so much more than just a book of recipes. It's a book of love of
yes.
self, love of people, love of your surroundings, love of your community, love of your body, and appreciating God's goodness over it. So, you know, this is a temple, and we have to take care of this temple, and that's mind, body, and spirit. So I just love the whole concept of it, and like I said, I just had to share that, you know, don't look at it and think, oh, these are some pretty pictures, and wonder where she got that from her kitchen.
I'm taking you on the book tour with me. That's exactly right. I didn't even know how to do stock photos. So I thank you for talking about it, because I never really talked about the Black Girl Guide to Wellness. The Black Girl Guide to Wellness was on accident. Just like Joy said, what I was doing was I was on social media, and I would cook something, and I would post it. I would tell people where I got the ingredients. I would talk about the health benefits, and then one day, I don't even know why I did it, I said, recipes in the upcoming book. Well, what I did was I spoke that thing into existence. I had zero intentions, to be perfectly transparent. I had zero intentions on writing a book with recipes in it. I did not. I literally said in the upcoming book, and then people said, when is the book coming out? And I said, I promise you, I said this in, I think I said recipes in the upcoming book somewhere around September, October, and I wrote the book in November. I had zero intentions on writing it. So I said, oh, Lord, the people asking for this book. I said, how? Now I got to write this book. And so
that's right.
I'm telling you, the life and death are truly in the tongue. I didn't know what to do. And so I said, God, what do you mean in the book? And so I'm not a cook. Like I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, I'm a registered nurse by trade, and I'm a director of nursing, so I'm good. I like to teach. I like to tell people what to do. But execution, I don't really have to do it because I can tell other people to do it. So now I'm like, oh, Lord, I told the earth, the universe, the book is coming out now. I got to do it. So I didn't envision a cookbook yet. There is a cookbook coming, straight cookbook, but I didn't envision a cookbook yet. I envisioned a tool. I envisioned something that would have helped me when I was in that now what stage, when I identified the fact that I was a victim of multiple molestations and multiple rapes and date rapes and marital rape and domestic violence and everything that a woman could go through, I went through. And when I survived it, I was like, oh, all this stuff happened, and I wept, and I was like, ooh, I have to go through all this stuff. And then once the crime was over, I was like, now what? I wrote the guide that I needed in my now what space. And so the Black Girl's Guide to Wellness is more than just recipes. It's a day-by-day, 21-day guide to help you transition into a healthier lifestyle. So it talks to the mind. Because to tell you what to cook, it's ineffective unless you change your mind about how you feel about you. Because once you change your mind about how you feel about you, what you put in your mouth, what you put in your head, what you put in your ears, what you put on your skin changes. It has no choice. You become very aware when you love you. When you really love you, you don't want to put chemicals on your body. You start to think, do I want to eat meat all the time? You start to think, what else is better for me? You start to think, how should I brush my teeth more? You start to think, do I need to show my body to every man that comes by? You begin to become more aware because you value you. You become the gift to you. And so that is what the Black Girl's Guide to Wellness does. It helps you see you as the beautiful, wonderful, amazing creature that you are. And in there are recipes. It also has journal entries because what I know for sure is that any addiction is a direct response of trying to feel something that you used to feel or that you enjoy feeling, the happiness or nostalgia. It takes you back to something. And so eating, people who overeat, takes them back to something. And so I gave healthy recipes, and then I gave a journal entry that says, what did you eat today and how did it make you feel? And it gives you the opportunity to reflect. I ate cake, and how did it make me feel? And what else can I do that gives me the same feeling as eating cake that's better for me? And you start to think. You don't feel like it's You don't look at the cake begrudgingly, oh, I don't, can't have cake. You go, nah, that's okay, because you realize that you love yourself and you don't want to eat the cake, not because you're not supposed to, but because you no longer have the desire to, because you care about being around for your why, whatever that is, your children, your husband, your community, your God, whatever your why is. You want to be in the best physical, mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual health so that you can enjoy your life and serve your why. And so that's what the Black Girls Guide to Wellness does. And as you mentioned, those pictures are all real. I cooked all the food. I prepared the photographer took real live pictures. You might see steam coming from them, some of them. They're real live pictures because I love serving. And I, like I said, I love Black women, and I want us to be well. And so I'm doing what I can to help us be more aware so that we can become well.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I wanted to make sure that we really dove in to talk about that book, because, you know, I didn't know that you didn't plan on writing this in this paper. But you know what? It's a thing about, you know, speaking things into existence, and I'm just going to say that it was intended for you to say that and to share it in that way. I don't believe in coincidences or mistakes.
Amen.
You said it, and you're providing. So here's my take on it. If a cookbook, a straight cookbook, is to come, then that's fine down the road.
Right.
But what you saw and what you've shared throughout this whole interview is what you see right now in terms of help and healing. Your observations led you to say what you did about when the book comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was what people needed to hear. So I believe that you are giving people what they need right now in this time and in this space. This is where you're supposed to be. This is the way you're supposed to serve. This is the way you're supposed to give. And so whatever may be coming down the line will come when it's supposed to. But this is what is needed right now. And so you didn't have any choice but to say it. It might not have been your intent, but it was God's intent.
Yes,
and, you know, when he gives you something, then, you know, the problem is we're not always obedient to what he gives us.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in a unique position with your background in nursing and really understanding the importance of health and the things that we don't do for ourselves, specifically with African-American women. You know, all women, but specifically with us, the things that we will ignore. I love how you brought all of that in about how, you know, we believe that we're supposed to be these super women that do and take care of everything and everybody else but us.
Yes.
And we have to get to a place of being okay with taking care of us first sometimes.
Yes.
Self-care, holistic self-care has to happen, because if we break down, we can't be who we need to be for other people anyway.
That's
so
right.
I love, love, love this. I'm going to strongly encourage all of you who are listening, please, please, please make a point of getting this book. Go back and get the book, No More Secrets. If you or someone you know is going through sexual assault, child molestation, you suspect it, you're not really sure, or maybe you actually do know but you don't know how to approach it, what to say, please make a point of getting this book. It is one that when Mashandi was on the show, and I believe I mentioned it then, but if I didn't at that time, I'm certainly going to mention it now. There were things that you pointed out in that particular show, because we talked about it in great detail. We did a little bit differently tonight because I wanted to include some different things. But when we talked specifically about that in the last show, there were things that you pointed out to me that I'd never given any thought to in terms of approach. And I remember those things from that conversation to this one. And I have a couple of really good colleagues that are in the same field that you're in and have some of the same experiences. And we talked about that. And I want to make sure that I do connect you all together because I believe that there are things that you could share with her and vice versa that will be mutually beneficial. And so I just remember us having a conversation fairly recently, and I said, you know what, I've got to make sure that I get you connected with another good friend of mine. And so as we're doing this interview, it's reminded me, I'm not sure that I have done it, but I'm going to make sure that when this interview is over, that my next responsibility is to put the two of you together. So I'm grateful for all the things that you do, and it's to be said that just because we don't do the same things specifically, we both have the same heart and the same passion to serve and to help our communities to heal. And so that's why I wanted to make sure that I had you back on the show, because I know your heart for this work. I know your commitment to health and wellness. I know your commitment to our young people. And we've got to have more people like you who are willing to speak up and to speak out. So I thank you so much just being who you are in this and being so transparent. You know, and I've shared that on the show before too, that we've had some wonderful guests on this show who have not been afraid to go there, so to speak, and give a real, honest, transparent look at different social issues that matter to our community. So, I'm grateful to you, and I'm grateful to have you on the show.
I'm thankful to be here. This is, like you said, though, it's something that we don't talk about enough, and we need to, both ways. Molestation, domestic violence, destroying our communities, and then lack of awareness on how we can be well, destroying our communities. I just think that these two issues, once we get a better handle on them, we'll see so many positive results. And I don't mind joining you, walking alongside you in the fight to raise awareness on these ever so important issues. We have to. And on days, I think we touched on this in one of our offline conversations, there are some days, you said it, you prefaced it a little bit earlier, where you just don't feel like it. There are some days I want to be quote-unquote normal. I want to go to work, get there at 9, leave at 5, get home, make me a quick dinner, sit down, go to bed, don't have anything. But my heart won't let me. My heart knows that something is off balance. And if one person is changed, if one person is better, if one person is not molested, then my whole life has not been in vain, that my purpose is being fulfilled. And so, you know, it is an honor to be chosen to serve in this capacity. It's an honor to be in one capacity, but it is definitely an honor to be chosen to operate in two capacities where everyone needs to be well. Everyone needs to know about wellness, but everyone could be affected by sexual assault. So I'm excited, some days tired, to be perfectly honest, some days tired, but excited that my life, my calling, the calling of my life is to serve, and the calling of my life is to help people be well. And so thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to share that with your listeners. And, you know, we talked about this. I could talk about this forever. I could talk forever, give you some recipes. I can do whatever you need to help you be well. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, we appreciate you. And I'm going to have you to come back and give just any last-minute thoughts or takeaways that you will have. As we get ready to close out the show, I do want to make sure that I mention to our listening audience that we do have a few things that are going on with Walking Into a New Life that you can participate in that are absolutely no cost to you, but the benefits of it are priceless, and we just want you to be involved no matter where you are in the world. Right now we are taking old cell phones. Verizon Wireless has a Hope Line program that takes the cell phones that are given, and they clean them, refurbish them, They program them and they give them to survivors of domestic violence. So we know that a lot of times those who are being victimized are being controlled by someone who they may be on their phone plan, and or they don't have the privacy that they need to communicate. A lot of times they are alienated from family and from friends and unable to communicate. So we really like their project, their program of collecting those cell phones. So if you're in the Memphis, Tennessee area, please reach out to us, and we can bring you boxes, we can bring you posters, flyers. We have gotten all of the official papers from Verizon Wireless to do that, so we can allow you to, you know, have what you need to set up at your church or your mosque, your synagogue, your business, your school, you know, your salon, wherever it is that you want to set up. You can just put that box there, and any make, model, brand, it doesn't matter. It can be the old flip phones, it can be the i8 or whatever is popular now, or anything in between, your Blackberries, it doesn't matter. If you are outside of the Memphis, Tennessee area, but you still want to participate, reach out to us at info@wial.org. Again, that's info@wial.org, and we can tell you how to participate in this with us, and then we'll make sure that the cell phones get to us. We don't want you to incur the expense that we will take care of that. We just want these phones collected. So we're doing that throughout the month of April, and we also have a couple of other events that are going on here locally. We're doing leveraging leadership using social media, which will take place at the end of this month. And, again, it's free, so if you're in Memphis, please feel free to go ahead and get signed up for that. Or if you know someone who's in the area, or if you plan to be in the area, go ahead and get signed up for that. Again, it's absolutely free. And then the last thing that I want to mention that we're doing right now is we're having a mix and mingle. It's called Think for Your Life, where we'll actually be having people doing karaoke. We'll have folks that are doing lip sync. Then we've got some special performances that are going to take place as well. They have Jello shots for donations, I was told, and we're going to have opportunities to just mix, mingle, network, learn more about the programs and initiatives that we have coming up for the organization. And it's free to attend. There's no cover. We're just asking people to give donations of any amount, and they are tax deductible. Because we are a 501c3 organization, so anything that you give is tax deductible. We just want people to come out and have a good time, become aware of what domestic violence is, what we're trying to do to help individuals get flex cards, to be able to relocate, or even to start their own business. So if you are a survivor of abuse and you're looking to establish self-sufficiency, we want to help you to get started with business ownership and what that looks like, or if you're trying to get back into the workforce, you know, just providing tangible resources for people so that we're not just telling you to leave, but we're showing you how to do it in a way that's going to be safe and long-lasting. Self-sufficiency is extremely important to me, and that's really how I started with this. So I was a grassroots movement of one, and with no intentions of ever becoming a nonprofit, until someone just flat out asked me, well, why haven't you done it? And they ensured that I was financially secure to start it. And, you know, I've never met this woman. Wow. I love her dearly. I've never met her. She lives in another state. I just finally had an opportunity to see what she even looks like about 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but so that just speaks to the power of social media. It speaks to, most importantly, though, the power of God.
Yes.
And how if you are really ordained to do a particular thing, He will give you the provision to make it happen. And, yes. and it wasn't something that I set out to do at all. I just wanted to do my pampering support days and share with people about abuse and how to get out and what to do. And she says, you know, you need to become a nonprofit. So I am now learning what all of that means. you know, as far as doing all of the paperwork and, and you know, it's a business, so that's a whole nother conversation that we will have on Boots on the Ground, where we talk about the differences between grassroots and becoming a nonprofit and what's involved with that, so you can make an informed decision. It's part of our leadership series that we've been doing now for some time. So those are just a few of the things that we're doing. We ask that you go to Walking Into a New Life's website at WIANL.org. Again, that's WIANL.org. And that way you can see everything that we have going on. You know, you can look at the blogs. You can find out more about the services and just different ways that we are going forward to serve our community. So, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. And I am going to give Mashandi, we've got just a couple of minutes left. So, Mashandi, if you would, if you have any last-minute thoughts or any takeaways that you want our listening audience to get from you, the floor is open for you at this time.
Thank you so much. What I want to do is to encourage you guys to follow me on social media, everywhere on Facebook, Mashandi Wright Brown, or Mashandi Wright, RN Wellness Coach on Facebook. On Twitter, it is @IAmDon'tTouchMe. And on Instagram, it is Mashandi Wright Wellness. Follow me there, and you'll find out all about what I'm doing. You'll see the pictures that Joyce was talking about me cooking, and you'll hear, you'll get the exact release date on the books. You'll be able to find me at my website, www.MashandiWright.com. And reach out to me if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. The biggest thing that I want you to know is that you can be well, that it is possible for you to be balanced and to be well. You can take off your cape, and you can take care of yourself. And I just want you to remember that you are loved, you are amazing, you are wonderful, and you can do anything. Thank you so much, Joy, for this opportunity. I really enjoy being able to share with your community and talk to you as always.
Well, thank you so much, and I think that is a wonderful way to end the show. So I will end it by saying thank you all so much for tuning in, as you have been so faithful to do each and every week. And for our new listeners, we do hope that you will be joining us. Go back, joining us on next week. Do go back and listen to the replays. And as always, be blessed, and I will leave, as Mashandi has shared with all of us, with two words that are extremely powerful, that is, be well. Be blessed.